I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Tomorrow, voters in Indiana and North Carolina will head to the polls for the Democratic primaries. Of course, Senators Obama and Clinton each want to win, but what do the voters want? What issues are on the top of their agendas? To answer these questions, we have gentlemen from two different parts of Indiana. Amos Brown is host and managing editor of Afternoons with Amos on WTLC in Indianapolis, and Damon Broadhacker is the Morgan County Democratic Central Committee chairman. Welcome to you both.
Good to be here. Glad to be here.
So, Damon, let me start with you. A new poll conducted by CNN says the economy is the number one issue with American voters. The Iraq War is a distant second. Personally, what's your number one issue?
Clear and simple. In our county and most of the surrounding counties, it's the economy. I live about 30 miles south of Indianapolis, and clearly we need jobs. People are leaving our community to come to the city, and when they do that, now with the gas prices the way they are, they go to their job, they come back, and they don't have any basically time or money to spend in the local community.
Amos, let me turn to you. There's been some talk that the African American community feels left out of this race. Do you think that's true where you are?
When I say left out, we're going to have a strong voter turnout among African Americans tomorrow. One is powered by Senator Obama's entry into the campaign. The other is we have a very spirited, contested congressional primary on the Democratic side. Andre Carson, who succeeded his grandmother in a special election back in March, now is running again to fill the full term starting in January. There's two other African-Americans running a spirited campaign, plus a non-African-American candidate. That's also driving the vote. But I do agree, economy is the number one issue. In a city like Indianapolis, 13th largest city in the country, we have one of the worst public transportation systems in the nation. So people need a car in order to get around. And one of the issues around jobs is the next president, the next administration, figuring out ways to bring jobs into older neighborhoods.
When you think about what's going on in your community, are any of the presidential candidates speaking your language? I mean, how do you assess their responsiveness to what's going on right now?
I would say that if we could get the national media off of the distracting issues, whether it's Reverend Wright, whether it is, is a gas tax holiday the best thing? Is it, are you bitter? Get off of those issues and really address, how do you bring jobs to older neighborhoods of our city? How do you fix an economy? How do you extract us out of this mess in Iraq so we can reinvest dollars in the community? I think the candidates, at least from their websites, their white papers, have put out a lot of positions. It's getting that information down to ordinary voters so that they can really evaluate that.
Damon, what do you think about the level of rhetoric around issues like race? I mean, is it a necessary topic of discussion, particularly recently the Reverend Wright issue, or do you view it as a distraction?
Well, I personally view it as a distraction because our issues are much bigger than that. I agree with what Mr. Brown has been saying. There are so many things that are bigger to us. But the biggest thing to me is that we want, and I want to know that what I feel, what I need matters. And I think both of the candidates have been addressing that. I matter. And that's what is most important in this campaign.
When you talk to your friends, your family, people in your community, do people feel like they have enough sense of who the candidates are to make an informed decision?
Well, I think so, because we're basically an informed nation. If we're not informed, it's our fault if we're not informed. So that doesn't really bother me one bit.
I'm going to use an example. We've got a contested governor's race on the Democratic side. Two great candidates. They put out positions, but most people, the majority of Democratic voters in every poll are literally undecided this late in the election, whereas everybody, I think, has their mind made up or leaning to who they're going to vote for in the Democratic primary for the president. I think people know the issues between Clinton and Obama, and I think it does get down to a comfort level. Who do you feel is the best to take the fight to John McCain in the fall? Who would make the best person in the Oval Office? But that has sucked the life in a primary like ours of some other candidates where the people haven't gotten the information. I think people are engaged in this presidential race. They know a lot about these candidates. They bring issues to my attention that maybe I have not thought of.
Amos, you know, Joe Andrew, the superdelegate and former head of the Democratic National Committee under President Clinton, switched his support from Hillary Rodham Clinton to Barack Obama. And he said that Barack Obama is the Bill Clinton of 2008. What do you think about a statement like that? And do you think that after these contests, yours and North Carolina's, that this will get wrapped up?
I don't think it gets wrapped up. I think this thing is going all the way until the last, you know, voter gets to vote in the primary. But for I saw something last night. I was at that Jefferson Jackson Day dinner, and I had to go in, you know, for that early clearance, you know, press to be screened and all of that. But outside the convention center, there were two demonstrations by supporters of Hillary Clinton and supporters of Barack Obama. And Barack Obama had a couple of hundred supporters, a lot of young people, a lot of African Americans. They had drums, they were beating, they were chanting. And I called a Republican friend in the media, Republican talk show host that was there, and I looked at him, and he kind of turned his nose down at those demonstrators. I said, no, that reminds me of young people who were into Ronald Reagan, who showed that passion and that dedication to Ronald Reagan in the 1980s. That's what I see in Barack Obama, to see the faces of black and white young people in Indiana inspired by Barack Obama. I think that is something different, and that's something that I've not seen in the Clinton campaign. Even I've been to both of their appearances, and he seems to connect better.
Damon, Bill Clinton has been visiting the state. Do you think at this point he is helping his wife? I mean, there's been some controversy about whether or not he actually has eroded support among some voters.
Well, actually, the former president came to Martinsville a week ago last Sunday night and gave a very informative speech. And I don't know so much if he's helping her campaign as he is helping people understand what the issues are.
One of the things I noticed with the president, he is going to the smaller communities, and no disrespect to a Martinsville, but he is going to the smaller communities in the state today, both here and in North Carolina. That's one of the big surprises. I thought when this campaign started in Indiana, Bill Clinton would be doing reaching out to the African-American community. I think the Clinton campaign is not having him do that. They're having him concentrate on Democrats and independents in where the majority of Hoosiers live, and that is in our smaller cities and towns all throughout the state. The one odd thing about Indianapolis, that Indiana, that makes Indiana unique, even though Indianapolis is the largest city, the majority of the state lives outside of what I call the Beltway. And so this election is going to be decided by, you know, ordinary Hoosiers out in our cities and towns and rural areas and places that have been hurting.
Well, gentlemen, you have given us a lot of great information. I want to thank you both.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you for having us, Brian.
Thanks for having us.
Amos Brown is the host and managing editor of Afternoons with Amos on WTLC in Indianapolis. And Damon Brodhacker is the Morgan County Democratic Central Committee chairman.